Hello and welcome to Season 3, Episode 6 of The Legend of PJ Famicom. On this podcast, I let my computer pick a random track from my solo releases, then I talk about the song before and after we listen to it. As always, thank you very much for listening. For this reason alone, I will consider you a total non-poser. Our first track today is from the Menard split tape with Noah Eagle, released in 2021. It's called Fell Hawks in a Beautiful Quiet. The lyrics were originally meant for a pop album I had an idea for in 2018. I couldn't figure out why the world of rock and roll was so averse to my music. Perhaps it was because I was trying to be smart with my arrangements and all that, so I thought I'd make an album entirely on my phone. Well, that didn't happen, but I do have a lot of lyrics, poetic lyrics, mostly about being a prolific reject, an example of the kind of guy who's determined to be a nobody forever. Menards, a project of true Midwestern emo, branched into some heavier territories with this jam. I can imagine a band of guys in sweater vests throwing their guitars around. The guitar tracks were done with my Jackson Rhodes through a Vox MV50 mini head. One guitar track uses a full-tone OCD clone for its overdrive. The other uses a TC Electronic Grand Magus. The bass is my Ibanez sound gear through my Mark Bass Little Mark Black Line head. I did the drums with just three mics, and I used that setup for all the Menards tracks. So let's listen to it. Fell Hawks in a Beautiful Quiet.
Appropriate, my only redemption. Write me off, my own show before my archives itself up. Save me for the ego.
Fell Hawks, mark my patent flaws. How do we know the same ground? Before I change, steal me from my child. Leave her to starve. Leave her. just beating the air, like a beautiful quiet. Might as well not be there. Maybe you can relate to those lyrics. I don't know. Our second song today is the final track from Super Famicom's Emily Songs Part 2. I might have improvised it, singing into my microcassette recorder. It's long, and it's about being a virgin. Something I had begun to feel insecure about, to the point of telling everyone with vague hopes that someone might just have sex with me just to be nice. I was a virgin. I didn't commit suicide, like the virgin suicides. I'm not from Virginia, and I'm not on the label Virgin Records. Those are the topics covered in this beautiful, epic jam. Let's rock it. Radio won't even play my jam.
We have points, very, very points, for all our mortgages.
Microphone.
Sing.
La, 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 la.
Zing. La, la, zing. La, la, la. Hello, EPJ. I miss you.
I'm not from Virginia. I'm not from Virginia. I'm a virgin. I'm a virgin.
This is my confession.
I'm a virgin. I am a virgin. I'm a virgin. I'm a virgin. Not from Virginia. I'm not from Virginia. I'm not from Virginia. I am a virgin. Didn't commit suicide. I didn't commit suicide. I didn't commit suicide. I'm not from Virginia. I am a virgin. I don't smoke Virginia Slim. I don't smoke Virginia Slim. I don't smoke Virginia Slim. Don't smoke Virginia Slim. I didn't commit suicide. I'm not from Virginia. And I am a virgin. I'm not on a record label. I'm not on a record label. I'm not on a record label.
Not on a record label.
I never committed suicide. I'm not from the jail. Cause I am a virgin. I'm a virgin. Hey, I'm a virgin.
Our third song today is from Super Famicom's first CD album of 2006, The Inside Voices. It's an instrumental jam, and you might call it an interlude in regard to my typical tracks. This part of the story takes place after first sleeping in a tree, as owls do, starting to realize the insanity of my quest. At the time, I was really into the band Unwed Sailor, so I might have drawn some influence from them, especially with the riffs. But I have my own flair for adding weird, epic keyboard things. And at the end, you can hear me starting on the intro to the album's next jam. So, let's rock it. By Super Famicom. This Must Be Morning. Next, we have a song from my split with Garrett Oliver with the fake band The Stone Wings. It's called Vintage Flame. Of my songs on that split, I probably spent the most time getting this one right, with the vocal melody in my head for days on end. I really wanted to find the right balance of catchy and original, and I think it turned out pretty good. It's definitely one of my best performances on the tape. I wanted a sweet Baroque pop sound with some high-pitched synths, which I hope would emulate the 60s wall of sound. The lyrics are based on a romantic short story I'd been thinking up, relating to my life in 2005, living in my first house. I turned my floppy mohawk haircut into a sort of mullet so I could work at Subway. I was in love at the time, despite the fact that I couldn't stop flirting with literally everybody. My bandmates also seemed to be really interested in getting me into a relationship, probably so I'd start behaving myself in the regard of flirting and making out with everyone I could. I just really wanted to be wanted, I guess. But I was in love with someone who's now married to a guy who's probably altogether better than me without the damage I've taken. So let's hear this jam, Vintage Flame.
Thank you.
I think it's a hit, despite the fact that it only has 10 views on YouTube. I think it's good enough to be heard more times than that, but you never know. There are tapes, which I've sold a few of. Our last song today is pretty short. It's called Sandstorm Part 2 from Super Famicom's The Wandering Floret Part 2. It's a sequel taking parts from the song Sandstorm from my 2007 split with Real Live Tigers. I think I used a broken Boss 8-track recorder for the chorus effect, played with my PVT-15. I got the 8-track from my friend Matthew Novak, who at the time played music as the Encyclopedias. I saw him at some show and he was frustrated at how his 8-track wouldn't save its tracks to a disc anymore, and I was like, wow, so you don't want it anymore? That would be really cool to have. To which he replied, really? Do you want it or something? So that was a great acquisition for me, having some built-in effects to play with, but now I don't know where the little machine is. Somewhere in St. Augustine, I hope. At 165 MLK, we had a pantry where I'd put a lot of my stuff, and who knows how much of that ended up missing. Oh well, I now have more gear than I should ever need. Anyway, let's rock this track. Sandstorm Part 2. I think with some retooling it could make a solid leitmotif or background track for a movie or a hit computer game. Yeah. Thanks for listening. Always. Next time we're going through tracks from Maridosha's Mega Drove, PJ Baby's Tour CD, Super Famicom's soundtrack to the game Stone Wings, Super Famicom's Deepest Cuts, and Split with Kids Are Goats. I'll catch you then.